This tape is property of Custer County Library. It is part of an oral history taping series.
December 1966 at the Community Building. Present were Dr. Richard Ryberg and Russ Farnsworth of Florence, Colorado, interviewing August Schultz of Westcliff.
Well, you were about 20 when you came out to this area, is that right?
Well, when I came to Canyon City, I was 13 years old.
I see.
That was in 1890.
Where did you come from?
Germany.
Oh, you came straight over from Germany?
That's right, all by myself.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, what did you do when you first got here?
I worked for my uncle in the orchard that he had. He had two places on Lincoln Park.
Oh, I see.
And he used to live here, and he sold out, and he came to Germany. He was my father's brother. And he was telling me all about this country here, so I took a liking to it, and I told him I'd go along with him. But my mother says at that time, you can't go now until you finish your school here. See? Mm-hmm. So I did, and I had to wait another year. Then I wrote my uncle a letter to send me a ticket, which was paid all the way from Germany clear to Canyon City.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you have any idea what that ticket cost? Do you remember?
That ticket was $85 at that time.
That gets you to about Kansas City now. if you want to go back.
That's interesting.
That's amazing. And then you worked in his orchard down in Lincoln Park.
For 5 years.
I see.
And then I came up here in 1896, I came up here, see?
I see.
And I've been up here in the valley ever since. I worked on the farm for my cousins for 5 years. And then in 1905, we got married. And I had rented a farm out here for 2 years. And I didn't like that very much, so I moved to Westcliff. That was in 1907.
Now, where was the farm that you farmed on?
Out here in the valley.
Just south of here?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I came to town here, and I worked for Mr. Ray. He had a grocery store here at that time. I worked for him for 1 year. And I guess he went broken or something like that. He couldn't go any further. And so then I worked 6 months for a hardware man by the name of Knuth. And I didn't like that either. I worked for $55 a month at those days. So I decided to go in business myself. I put up the building out here where the soil conservation was. I put that building up, which they're changing now for a funeral home.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, right on the street here.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice. First they make the soil, and then they, after
that. I had a grocery store in there from 1909 till
1922. I see.
And then I quit the grocery business and sold it and went into the dry goods business. And I kept that up for till 44. Times then was that World Second War was on, you know, and we couldn't get any merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to my wife, I says, well, I says, I don't think there's any use to keep on going. Let's sell out. We sold all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend our winters then in California. Both of my children were out there.
I see.
Stayed there about, sometimes a month, sometimes 3 months. And we came back here. And now I'm in the insurance business, selling auto insurance and fire insurance.
You're still going full blast.
Oh, yes. I've got to, because I lost my wife last December the 10th, almost a year now.
Oh, I see.
We were married 61 years. That's a long time.
You betcha.
You bet. A long time.
And what was her name?
Elizabeth M.
Okay.
Yeah, she died in Pueblo Hospital. She was there only 4 days in the hospital.
What was her maiden name?
Her name was Erps.
Erps.
E-R-P-S.
Oh, I've seen that name. Mm-hmm. Not Wyatt either. I've seen it around someplace. Around.
Yeah.
When you came up here, excuse me, Russ, mm-hmm. When you came up here right before the turn of the century, was mining going pretty strong up here then?
Not too much anymore, because that was more in the 80s. Mm-hmm. See?
It was pretty well slowed up by that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, yes, Silver Cliff was a big town here at that time when the mining was going on. Mm-hmm. And they were undecided where to put the capital. They thought maybe they was going to have it here in Silver Cliff.
I remember reading about
but
that.
But they changed that and so it moved to Denver. They had over 10,000 people here in Silver Cliff at that time. And then the neighboring mines here around at Rosita, Corita, and all, they had quit working then when I came here, see? There's nothing there anymore.
They were all closed up by that.
Oh, yes. Silver went down, you know, mm-hmm. that he couldn't make anything.
Oh, you say that we were talking a while ago and we were kidding about, I'll bet you voted for William Jennings Bryan. Do you remember that campaign, how people felt? Were they really mad about it?
I guess they were. Sure.
Oh, was the Populist Party still going then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, where did you have your meetings? Did you go to any of the meetings of the Populist Party?
Oh, no. They didn't have much of a meetings those days here.
Mm-hmm. That was a little early.
That was a little early, till later years here, you know.
Yes, they started in around 1890, really.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how long after Election Day, can you remember this? How long after Election Day was it before you knew that McKinley had been elected?
I don't hardly remember that anymore. That's been quite some time ago, and I was young, you know, and I didn't mm-hmm. really pay much attention to that at those days.
I expect it took several days, though, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's very interesting.
How long did it take you, say, when you would come up from Canyon City up to here, how long did it take you to get up here?
One day. Come up on a stage coach.
It was a whole day's travel.
Oh, yeah.
Is this up through the Oak Creek grade?
Coming up Oak Creek. That's right. That's right.
I'm going up here in 40 minutes now.
Oh, yeah. You would drive down to Canyon City in an hour.
Sure.
Right.
But I don't drive on the highways anymore. I'm getting too old. I don't like it. And so I'm planning...
You'll sell the insurance for the others that are...
Oh, yeah, I can do that. I can drive my car around town here, you know, and see the people around here. I have a very good business in the insurance business, mm-hmm. in both fire and auto. And my boy started it here in 38. And in 41, he went to California. I was still running my store then, and I took over the insurance from there. And I kept it ever since. I've been in there now for, I think, over 26 years in the automobile, in the insurance business.
No worries.
Yeah.
Now, another thing we'd like to find out, Mr. Schultz, of your earlier days here, any particular incidents that you remember concerning people that were very interesting or made an impression on you? Any people that might have come up here?
Well...
or people who lived here, either one, that...
When the colony came in here, that was in 1870. The colony was formed in Chicago. A fellow by the name of Carl Wolstein. He brought them out here in the valley. And... those people, I tell you, they had a hard time when they first came here. They had to get their provisions out of Denver with ox teams. Mm. See? Took them 6 weeks to make the trip.
Is that right? Mm.
That's right. And the farmers had very little equipment at that time to cut their, to harvest their crops here, you know. And all like that. It was wild. Indians were here at that time. Buffaloes were running around all over.
What type of Indians, what type of tribe were they?
That I don't know. No.
I would imagine they probably, did they use this for their winter ground, or summer grounds? I mean?
Sure, sure. Yeah. And of course, they called this the Wet Mountain Valley. There was lots of water here at that time, wet, you know, and so they called it the Wet Mountain Valley, I guess.
Well, now, when they would go to Denver to get their provisions with the ox teams, which route did they use?
Down here to Hartscravel, I guess. Went down that way and through Florence, then on.
I see. They skirt the mountains on the eastern border then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were they still doing this when you moved here?
Oh, no. No, no, we had. At that time when I came here, the railroad built here in 1901, mm-hmm. See? And before that, they had freighters bringing up the stuff from Cotopaxi and Canyon City and Florence and all that country there. They had
those were large wagons?
Wagons, oh yes. Mm-hmm. A fellow by the name of Mr. Beardsley, he run a freight outfit here with eight horses to the team. They were two going down, two coming up. They go halfway. It took them 2 days to make a trip around there, you know, mm-hmm. from Cotopaxi.
How much freight could they carry in one of those wagons?
Oh, they had big wagons. They hauled everything, coal and groceries and all kinds of supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey and everything, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose, yeah. Got to get the necessities there.
Sure. They had to have that here, you know.
Had the good with the bad, didn't they?
Yeah, and in 1910 or 11, when they had that big fire across the street there that took the hardware and the big saloon and a couple of dwelling houses out of there, the whole block burned out.
Is this right around the corner here? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was never rebuilt up. They quit after a while, after all of them. But I remember when the fire was very well.
From the times that you have been up here, do you recall any unfortunate incidences with the Indians, or was it a pretty peaceful situation?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
No, they never talked about it anymore, and so I don't know anything about it.
There's one thing that's always interested me. Maybe I have this story wrong, and if I do, you tell me about it. They claim that when the people moved from from Silver Cliff over to build West Cliff, that they were broke. They didn't have any money, and this is because the mines didn't pay any more. Do you remember how they raised the money to build West Cliff?
No, I don't, but West Cliff, well, there was a few stores here, and but how they did it, I don't hardly recollect.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's a point that's always interested me. They claim that West Cliff didn't exist until the mines went broke in Silver Cliff, and then the people moved over here and built a town, but I wonder what they...
Well, there was a lot of buildings, a lot of houses moved out of Silver Cliff, moved down to West Cliff.
Well, they moved them just moved them by regular poles and horses and so forth. Just
on big wagons.
Yes, and wagons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The all of these buildings along in here, they were moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I owned them here, the next door to it, two of them I owned, but I sold them later sold them out in 44
mm-hmm.
when I quit business.
And they were moved in from Silver Cliff?
That's right. Big hotel was moved down here from Silver Cliff.
My word.
Gee, that must have been a job.
they rolled that on planks, laid planks, you know, on rollers. I had a horse to go around and pull them down here. Yeah.
Do you think the horses in those days were stronger than the horses we have today?
Oh, yes, I'll tell you. Well, it took about, when they moved my house down here, they had 16 head of horses on it.
Hmm.
Come right over the prairie here, you know, and then they moved another one that is the funeral home here now. That was a heavy house. They had two big engines and I think four or five teams of horses on it to pull that across the prairie.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I noticed one other time when I was up here, there's a big, well, you see it from here, in fact, this big church down here.
That's the Lutheran Church.
Lutheran Church. When was that built?
In 1917.
1917.
Yeah. We had an
impressive structure there.
We had a big congregation at that time, and our minister, he built that whole thing and made all the fixtures and everything in there.
Is that right?
That's right. And that building cost us, of course, we had a lot of donation work there, you know, from the congregation. And the total amount, I think, was $18,000.
Which was a lot of money in those days.
Yes, that was.
Oh, yes, it was. Sure.
Mr. Schultz, you mentioned the colony of people from Chicago that was brought out here in 1870. Were these people that were just picked up around the prairies of Illinois, or were they a lot of them people who had...
Well, there was quite a few people, I guess, that lived in Chicago, you know, all the German people, see?
Yes, they were German people, mainly.
Oh, yes, they were all German people.
That's interesting to know.
Well, here comes another fellow that can give you more information than I can, I guess.
You was here 4 hours, Schultz.
I came to the valley here in 96.
Yeah.
1896.
That's where I was born.
Oh, is that so?
Suppose we rest a while then.
Well, Mr. Schultz, it was a real pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
If you happen to remember any particular incidents that you think might be useful for this, we'd sure appreciate it. Let one of the ladies know, because we'll be up other times.
All right, maybe I'll think of something else.
Sure, if you remember a particular incident, you know, something that happened that you think might be used, we'd sure appreciate it.
Right.
Is there any one thing you can remember now in a hurry that you'd like to say before you get out of here?
No, I don't know.
Are there any odd weddings?
I think that's the understatement of the year. I think you know quite a bit.
I'm awfully glad. Well, this kind of caught me on a surprise, you know. I wasn't really prepared for this.
That's no one ever is.
Colorful
characters
in these past few
years here.
That's
the one.
You can remember any of them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe by the next time
you
have a meeting,
you
can.
All right, I'll let her know.
All right.
I do that.
You know how we appreciate your coming.
That's okay.
And if you have any old documents or anything that we can photograph and include in this, or pictures, or, you know, anything.
Sure, I've got a lot of them.
Fine.
A lot of pictures.
So we'll make a session up of just getting photographs and stuff, too, so if it's convenient for you, we'll contact you one of these times.
Okay.